I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 63 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building, of course, and stepping in for the first time, Big Homie Dave, Duct Tape Dave.
What's up?
Y'all good?
I'm good, bro.
Hey, of course, you got Big Homie JoJo.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
For sure.
You know, you're a busy man out in these streets.
I fuck with your gang, don't come there, you know that?
Hey, man, I'm glad you fuck with my campaign. For sure. I appreciate that. Which of one? Course, what?
I thought he was talking about, I was going to say, which one, the Yam Cam? Or just the whole thing?
That's your fault. The whole movie.
The whole thing. The whole thing. The Yam Cam is popping too, though.
Okay.
It wouldn't happen to yo if it was.
Cocktails.
Hey, y'all.
Cocktails Podcast. What's up?
What is up?
Kiki, Medina.
Kodak.
What's up?
What's up?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
We've needed it. Yeah, you know, it's club homies today. You know, we got some vivacious wings popping. You know, we got some alcohol. We got the hookah. We need to start charging admission in this motherfucker.
How much would it be?
Man, I don't know. Shit.
We figure out a number.
We're gonna work out a number.
Oh, you gonna charge the guests?
Yeah, we're gonna charge them.
What?
Well, not y'all. We're talking about the studio.
We
got the studio audience in this motherfucker.
Can't
yeah. Yeah, we can't charge the guests. Okay. What's up, tight time?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? You good?
Hey, man. I'm glad to be a part of the platform. Anything black owned, I'm with it. So, got to.
I appreciate that shit. Black power. Word to Umar Johnson. Shit. Yeah. Where are you from?
Atlanta.
At what side?
North side, right there by Cumberland. So, yeah, I was right there. Like
is that Atlanta? We gotta
it
do
it. Is. Hey, look.
We gotta look at some city lines for you.
Atlanta, Georgia.
You might be from Kennesaw.
Whoa, goddamn.
He from the north, bro. I'm standing.
Set me up
bro.
Real bad.
That ain't really Atlanta.
Nigga went to Berkmar. So, anyway, how y'all doing? Everybody feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
I had a wonderful weekend.
You know, I had a great weekend. I have a
what
dick
made it wonderful?
This weekend.
You got a what appointment?
An amazing dick appointment this weekend on a beach.
So amazing.
It's going to be impeccable.
But on the beach, like with the sand, for some
well,
reason.
Well, sex won't be on the beach.
Oh, okay.
But the destination will.
Where in Florida?
Well, you'll see.
Clear water.
Well, I'm not going to reveal the location, but it'll be beachy and clear waters.
I ain't going to Alabama.
Okay.
We're
going to Savannah.
Yeah. Damn. I'm going to Lake Lanier.
Oh my God.
I like Lake Lanier. It is fun.
You're really adventurous. It's real deadly.
Yeah. Right. In your life?
You like Lake Lanier?
I do. It's fun. They have those little cabins.
People are dying there.
And they dying in the city, too.
No, yeah, that's true. But it's haunted.
Nah, niggas' boats is blowing up on Lake Lanier. That's not happening in Atlanta.
Right.
Cars ain't just blowing up in Atlanta.
Yes, it did. Where? They had that damn gas shortage, and motherfuckers was being dumb putting gas in fucking trash bags.
Right. I just wanted to know, what did they think they were going to do when they got home? Or wherever. How you
where
gonna
the
get
hell the, you storing the gas?
What if right. you spill
it? Put in the freezer.
Like
in
you get a freezer. You have a bag and it has a hole in it at the grocery store, and you know your shit fall out sometimes. So like you thought you was gonna put gas in there. How is it gonna sit up?
It was ridiculous.
You just didn't think this through, and you're being greedy.
You being greedy because guess what? There's gas everywhere now.
And where the hell are you trying to go?
I did go fill up, y'all. Though I
some
did.
Of the people that's doing that shit, that's being trifling and hogging all the gas like that, those are the same people that really don't even go nowhere. And now they just
those are the niggas that was buying up all the toilet
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are
like,
them niggas. Exactly.
So, shit, let me get into the first topic of the day. Let me scroll, open up my notes. Shit, we normally start with the porch. Give me a little second. All right, so this past week we saw Nicki Minaj re-drop her old shit, and that shit went crazy. So I'm like, is the state of music that bad for her to be able to drop old shit? And people get excited for it.
Yeah.
Y-E-S.
I like Nicki. I just think she just ain't got no new shit just going crazy, so she had to drop some old shit just to give it folks some.
Niggas did fuck with Itty Bitty Piggy.
It took me back to my childhood memories for a little second.
Childhood?
How old are you?
Yeah,
hold up. Wait, I'm 25. Don't do me like that.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, but I'm saying, when that came out,
it was like 14, 13, 14 when that came out.
That was part of my childhood, so I get what she was doing. That was pretty cool, but like, you gave me 5 songs.
Was you a barb when that shit came out?
All right, see, we gonna shift this back to
the childhood music.
Hey,
I mean, no. She had like 2 songs on there that were new.
She had five new songs.
But that wasn't no radio
five
shit.
New songs?
It was five different ones.
What? Which one?
I'm guessing the other ones that were remixed.
Well,
Seeing
Green was new. The shit with Drake and Wayne. But that's not no radio shit.
No, it's not. Or no club shit.
Yeah, so you know it was cool for the mixtape. It was the mixtape shit.
I told you she did, bro. She just put something out, don't you?
I mean, but she used the power of her name and her brand, and that was kind of smart.
It worked.
You brought back a throwback. You know what I'm saying? She literally shut the damn internet down for like a quick 2 days. She used the power of her name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So some people mad, but I know what she was doing. That was marketing. That was smart. You brought back your very first project, gave a little sample of something here real quick, like, okay, let y'all know I still got it. And we've been watching people really going crazy, like, yeah, she back. And now everybody want to work with her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But these are the same people who just complaining about it.
She do got to come with it, because...
She got to come with it.
But I feel like this year in music, like, what's the song for the summer right now? Do we got one?
No.
Something by Drake, maybe?
Ain't no Drake. What song we got by Drake?
In the Little Baby era or something.
Ain't nobody, Drake ain't dropping nothing? Ain't nobody that's popping dropping
nothing?
Yeah, he
got that Money Bag,
shit
but
Khaled's song is silent.
Money Bag, but it ain't a summer song.
Silent.
I be listening to Whitney Houston still, so I don't know what these niggas are talking about. I am on Ryan Whitney all day.
Yeah. Like,
too, all day long.
Yeah, getting my first all throwbacks.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna lie, lately.
Turn on
the
radio. Well, ladies, I got a question for y'all. So we talking about the Nicki Minaj shit. Would it turn you off, like, if a nigga was too big of a Nicki Minaj fan?
Yes. What is he doing? Ooh. Putting on wigs and shit, like.
Like he reciting her new shit word for word. Like,
and he's really going and using.
He's
his
really like.
Is he doing the inflections and all the different
rap
voices?
He's nigga going in with rap hands and all that shit.
Oh no.
Sir, you have got to relax. What is going on?
Do it in private.
No.
Like, if I happen to walk in on you and you're doing it in private,
I'm just gonna be looking like, are you for real? Then I'm gonna have to record a piece of it to send to my friends for the group chat because they're not gonna believe me.
I would be turned off.
Y'all have group chats with y'all friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't?
I think everybody got group chats.
You ain't got no friends.
Do you have friends?
JoJo, you ain't got no group chats?
No.
Do you wanna be in?
What? You know what? That's some funny ass shit. But all my friends are like separate individual friends.
You have separate group chats.
No.
She's like, saying it's like one-on-one.
You, I have friends, but they're not like we're all friends. Like we went to college together and now we're. No.
So when you go out by yourself? Or with one person?
I mean, I'll invite them out. Like we go out together, but we ain't in a group chat. Like. I will put them in a group chat.
Is that a red flag? Why you ain't got no group chat?
I have different group chats. Some of the group chats are super close friends. Some of them might be just like some girls that I met out and we have a group chat for that.
I don't like looking at. I don't like
going out to eat. I got a whole group chat. Where the hoes at? Like, y'all trying to go on a trip.
It might be something we don't want everybody to see. So we got
I can understand niggas having group. I know y'all got group chats, but.
We got.
Why are you understanding them having group chats?
Everybody has.
I have a group chat in my building.
Niggas got sports group chats. I'm about to kill this nigga.
Wow, y'all out here playing
with that toxic shit. Okay.
You got a different type of group chat.
That's why he's not in the group chat. I feel like every time she goes out, I'll get her.
Get her
crazy.
I don't
even know this girl.
JoJo Alonzo has left the group chat.
Are you a Sagittarius?
I'm definitely a Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn, but. These group chats, though, I guess
they're vital.
They are. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I make it.
If I have if I have big news or something, then I would put all my friends together and be like.
That was like every day. Ooh. We just gotta keep each other updated.
And it be random sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Every day, all day. These motherfuckers don't stop.
You'd be talking.
We have an Eskimo sister Snapchat.
It makes sense if you have friends that all know each other, but if all my friends are separate, why am I putting all y'all in the same chat? My friend don't want to talk to you. She don't know you. And you're responding to what I have
but
to
so
say.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you ain't got no established, one established group of friends. You got multiple friends.
Right.
That don't know each other.
Right.
Oh. But even still, with some of my group chats, it don't necessarily be friends. It could be like I worked on a project and some people met on that project and just got cool and we made a group chat just to keep up with each other. Or like I said, in my building, we have a group chat.
And people, like, keep up with each other.
People will be like, does anybody have hookah coals? Or is anybody going to the pool? It's not always like, these are my best friends.
I do. That's my main group chat.
I got a family group chat too.
She said, do I got a what?
They know where the boxes are. She said,
I asked if she got a group chat from college.
Yeah, I got a family group chat.
She said she still got a group chat from college.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time. They know all my damn business.
Got any college no more. Talking about college shit.
We don't talk about college shit. We grew up, but it's just these are the same friends from college. So it's different.
Where'd you go to school?
Howard.
Okay, big Howard. All right, fuck with it. But then aren't you a Delta?
I am, and I got a group chat with the Deltas. And it'd be separate groups of my line.
I mean, I have a group chat with us.
So you got a group chat!
But I don't, it's like not, she don't interact.
She's the friend who doesn't participate in the group chat. She doesn't even know she got it.
She's the one that every now and again you contemplate, like, should we take JoJo out? Like, does she like us?
No, definitely.
Can somebody call her? Can we do a wellness check?
Without her in it.
Okay. That'd be the best, and then somebody fuck around,
put the wrong message in the wrong group chat, like that.
And that's fine with me. And I'm gonna fuck JoJo. Oh like, shit! And I'ma still act like I ain't see it. Well, I guess fuck me.
All right, let me go to the first topic of the day. I'm stealing this one from Mike because Mike gave us some good shit earlier.
So, while you read the topic, can we? I usually be like on his ass about the shit too.
I'm getting the shakes and shit.
You know what?
Bad. Let me put it over the top.
There you go.
Yeah, so we don't have a crashed hook and then we're getting charged not only the entry fee but the damage fee.
They're gonna charge to whoever's going to get home.
That was on the big homie tab.
Yeah, God damn.
You
know,
you just asked it. So let me go to this first topic so that everybody can answer this shit. So Bank earlier suggested this one, so I'm stealing it from him. When it's your first time doing a hanky panky with somebody new,
the
horizontal limbo, the you know fucking as they call it now. Do you break out all the good shit for the first time?
No.
Or do you leave something for later?
No.
It depends on how we got here.
Everybody got their own opinion. She said, we're going to let them speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I say no because if I break out everything I got, one, he probably going to be crazy. And then two, it's like, where do I go from there?
What is your finishing move? What's the shit that you have perfected in the bedroom?
My finishing move. I really like if I'm sucking dick, I'll move from the dick to the balls to the gooch. And then sometimes I'll pull out something extra just to rub on there. And it always finishes them.
Really, on the gooch?
Yeah, like a little bullet.
I don't have it in me to just go up there.
Man, if you're sucking dick, your chin already done been down there tickling the gooch.
Yeah, it's just a little pad.
You got gooch hair on
it's
your chin.
What I'm saying is, though, like, my nigga need to, like, he gonna be like,
slow down. But if you do it with a toy, he's gonna like it. The vibration, he's not even really gonna know what's happening.
It's no different.
And keep his dick in your throat and then get that little vibrator on the gooch. He's gonna love it so much. Even if he feels some type of way, he gonna keep it.
I've been teaching all the girls on how it feels about it. And she taught it to me
and I did it. And my nigga is like, I don't really have a boyfriend. I'm single. Slide in my DMs if you want to. But I do have a sex partner. And I did the whole gooch booty hole vibrator. And he was like, what?
I'm telling you.
Gooch, the hallway.
Okay. Gooch.
Say
gooch.
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 I was going to
say, y'all let somebody
play with your gooch. Y'all, we are in 2021. If a woman is playing with your booty hole, it's not gay, baby boy. It feels good. Live a little. Try something new.
It feels good.
That's just not
for him. It'll
change
your life.
Yeah, it's just
not. And also, it's not closer to your partner. When you get in that booty hole?
Nah, my asshole should not bring me no closer to you, damn. My spiritual entanglement with you should bring me closer to you.
I don't even want
to
do nothing to your
asshole. Ain't got nothing to do.
You're talking about sex.
Dave, I can't agree with you there.
No, it's just like hard.
I'm definitely going to put a thumb in that motherfucker.
You going to put your
thumb in that motherfucker.
Yeah, booty hole? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
but you don't want your booty hole to.
Nah, period.
We got other shit you can do.
Period.
Like?
Suck the dick.
That's all
or sit on the face.
Okay.
You can rub my stomach.
So you're not very adventurous in the bedroom. Is it safe to say that you like to lay back?
I'm adventurous. Okay, so hold on.
So what's adventurous?
Yeah, because it's not very adventurous. Like a lot of men feel this way, and then they say something,
let's table that. We're gonna write that down. Because you still got to answer the question.
You trying to think?
I'm not trying to.
We're gonna put it to the side.
We're gonna table that.
Yeah.
So you answer the question.
So for me, it just depends. Like most of the time, I'm pulling out all the tricks because I'm impulsive. And I'm just just like, if we got here in a very like hot and steamy way, I want everything to remain hot and steamy. So mm-hmm. if I have a toy in my bag or some Taste vitamins, I'm popping the vitamins. I'm pulling mm-hmm. out the toy. Let's do it. What if I'm not gonna see you again?
Pop the vitamins.
So you give up. So you you going out? You going out with a bag?
I'm going out with a bag to make your pussy taste good. Yeah, it enhances the flavors. And a man can take it too, so he'll taste it's like a whole mango tree.
It's a vitamin.
Man. It's a vitamin.
That's
you gotta try it.
That's y'all fine. Are just
I got some in my purse. No,
you why do you,
I don't need
why do y'all have this on hand?
Just in case.
I don't want to do it after
so,
this.
Yeah. I didn't know who was gonna be in the studio. I might see Aubrey Graham.
All right.
I'm gonna go take my vitamins real quick, make sure I taste like mangoes and coconuts. And like
so, now, I wasn't saying all so that. Drake, I was so saying somebody I know.
So Drake walking here right now, you just gonna
no, I didn't say I'm just gonna bust it wide open, but I am gonna get in his peripheral.
And she gonna pop that vitamin.
And I'm gonna pop two. You gotta take two.
Lord.
But what I'm saying is I like to be prepared, and I want my sexual experiences to not only be remembered by him, but by me too. I like to put on a show.
Yeah.
So I'm most of the time gonna put it all out there.
You're gonna pull it all out mm-hmm. there. JoJo?
I'm putting it all out there. Like, why am I fucking you if I'm finna not go crazy? The whole purpose of me fucking you is because
you
I wanna go crazy.
All your tricks in the one time that you have sex?
If he can last that long, yes.
Damn.
I am.
Savage.
King saying y'all some hoes.
Fucking circus in that bitch.
I'm not even saying
I'm short too.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'1".
Do you like girls?
No.
You're a fucking liar.
That did not look like a liar's answer.
You just don't want the world.
Rewind to the episode earlier this year. Rewind to that episode and come back here. Mm. You're a fucking liar.
Did you see my face though?
We did. We all did.
That's how we knew you were lying.
But let's pretend she told the truth.
Okay. Then what?
I was just curious.
Are you into girls?
I like to bring girls in to spice things up. And I did date a stripper one time, but she went crazy. So sometimes I like to lay off on the girls, but if it's to spice up the sex, we could do that.
Like with your boyfriend?
With a boyfriend or with another girl. I'm adventurous.
So, yeah, but like all the time?
No.
You said to spice things up. If you do it all the time.
Just a little sprinkle.
If you eat crab legs every day, it's not crab legs.
And I can honestly say with threesomes.
I mean every relationship.
With threesomes, I've never been the person in the relationship having the threesome. I've been brought into the threesome. And that's not happening very frequent.
Right.
You're not into threesomes?
I like them.
I just don't think
I can sit there and watch like my man fuck another girl.
I believe it's you when you said that. You don't like group texts.
You're like, it's one-on-one time only.
I
probably will, though. That's why I know I would, like,
not saying that I have a problem, like, I have a problem with it. I just know, right now, I would not be able to watch that shit.
You'll be trying to outdo
it.
You afraid of competition? Is that what this is?
It ain't no
I say let the best coochie win.
I'm always
the best coochie, the best booty hole, the best mouth. We got options.
Fuck it, let's have a squirt off right now. Best squirt to win.
I cannot. That would be so insane. Here. We got wings.
That's gonna make the wings taste better.
Oh, y'all probably
know.
Oh yeah, clear piss on wings.
I was about to say like
you can't squirt.
I can.
Can you squirt?
I can.
So everybody can't do it because I googled this shit.
Can you do it?
And I think if you also honestly, if you have a lot of limits in your mind about sex, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because you really have to just like let go.
The one time I kind of did it, it was a puddle. It didn't even squirt.
It is clear.
It was leaking.
It's not just urine, but it is fluid, very watery fluid from your body.
It's like mm-hmm.
You should do it.
It's like
in the
pee
shower.
And like.
I mean, there's traces of urine because of where it comes out of your body, but it's not like you're just peeing on somebody. A golden shower is totally, totally different.
Are you into that?
And you go smell it. No, no.
You are?
She's into everything.
No, I'm not. I'm not into everything.
She can let somebody shit on you.
I wouldn't.
If they paid you $30,000.
I fear a butt.
If
they paid you
$30,000.
I hear a butt coming.
There is a butt.
Hold on. If you pee on somebody, that shit hot.
You gotta do it in the shower.
Shit on me.
We talking about shitting on somebody.
Shit.
I've never done that. I have never participated in that. But the golden showers, I'm with it.
You like getting peed on?
I will, if you request it and you're my sex partner and that's something you want to try or you want to do, I'm not going to knock it. Let's do it.
So you're open to trying weird shit.
Yeah. I don't, to me, that's not weird. It's just.
That's very weird.
I mean, it's kind of nasty. So then you
probably. Imagine a nigga been drinking apple juice all week.
Well, hopefully he has some water. Hopefully he drinks water. Well,
I just think, like, okay, you in the shower with your girl. You just like, you put a pee on, she wants you to pee on her. All right, it's water running. It's gonna go down the drain. But you in the bed, pee.
Now we gotta change the sheets.
Not even the sheet, the mattress.
Everything.
This shit fucked up. So you know what I mean? So in the shower,
we're not kink shaming. Yeah, I would.
You just like, I love how people try to shame and then be like, we not, but we not. Still listen.
I'm not in the bed, but I'm just saying. That was she wanted, not on me, but yeah, this, she wanted. But
these are reasons why I would cool do it. Cause I'd be peeing, I'd be like, this bitch is kind of tart. I need just water. I don't know how people like this.
So you don't drink a lot of water.
You know, some days.
Don't be disrespectful. Now, if you do start peeing and it's real yellow like lemonade. Yeah,
you got to drink
that's
water.
That's very rude.
Yeah, I will stop you. I am drink girl. I'm like,
ooh, you need some water. Ooh, it burns.
Because, you know, if you get a nigga that really don't drink a lot of water, this has happened to me, and he pees on you, you'll smell a little, like, pissy for the 3 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You will smell pissy
even if you
day
shower.
It's not worth it. Hey, man.
We're honest here, right?
I love to hear it.
At the end of the day, just certain things I'm just not going to do.
What do you do?
I'm saying it's cool. I'm like how y'all said, like the gooch part and all that. They cool. Like,
we said that 10 minutes ago. We moved on.
I know, but I'm just saying, you said what you like to do. Like, I'm cool. Like, if she just sucking the bar, then she got lit down there, but she trying to pull out a tool and put all that, I'm like, time out.
There's really small ones that literally just clip on your
face. It's not going to go in.
Being honest, baby, I don't matter about none of who around.
Are you worried about you might like it?
No, it ain't even that. I'm not comfortable with it. I can't do nothing that I'm not comfortable with. Mm-hmm.
People have different limits. Like,
it don't matter what it is. It can be a job. It can be this. I can't do nothing that I'm not comfortable with. Like,
and
I feel like that's freedom. Like, shit, you can set your own boundaries.
I think that's so great, but then a lot of men, you want to force women to do things that they're not really comfortable with.
But they got to be able to say no. Just say no. Don't lick a
good. Okay, just say no. How many times y'all just said no and the nigga keep being like, well, just try it.
Just
choke on it. Why are you pushing my head down?
I ain't trying to make you just do nothing. I want you to be satisfied and I want to be satisfied. So whatever she trying to, like, go with doing, I'm with that. Exactly. But not when you to that limit, I'm be like, hold up, we get that. It's just like you get to that dough.
Okay. Yeah.
Either I can either go in or not. I ain't going.
So
in.
You might not like doing not that, right? But you still would be open, not to doing that, but open to have different types of sex. Like if your girl was to approach you on some, like, hey babe, let's try this.
But what's
would you
the
be
example?
Because
like,
I've been doing
that
what
type of
sex.
What?
There's
only so much
sex is sex.
I mean, you just gotta understand.
I'm open with everything, but it's just to that limit. It's
yeah,
a limit.
So is it just your butthole is off limits?
Don't go there.
But you are okay with going in her booty hole, licking on her booty hole.
If that's what she wants me to do, then all right, cool. I'm with that. I don't. But in my head, I'm not like, I'm finna get some ass. I don't want no ass. If we just left it on the menu to do that, I'm not gonna go in your ass.
So you like just the natural traditional sex?
Whatever. Each okay room, flip it up now, whatever we gotta do, we could do it. But we talking about, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't interested in it.
I gotta be on a certain level with you to be doing shit like that, cause now
but that was she
we
want
have a different level in our relationship,
yeah,
but we getting to that point, cause I'm the same way. Like, I don't just, to this day I haven't had anal sex yet, because I haven't been with no one where I feel like we at that level or we can even start experiencing shit like
that. Because
I look at sex from a very spiritual standpoint. That's my body, that's my energy, you dig what I'm saying? So like, I'm not just gonna be just trying or anything with anybody. Now,
are you a virgin? God is already disappointed. You already
toys and all that, I'm with all that shit, but my asshole, that's different.
The booty hole's a little bit more special.
Yeah, like, what the
okay
fuck? That's different.
Booty hole is special.
Mine is closed.
And like, this is the thing too, like, niggas can't be capping when it come to eating pussy, because if you really eating pussy, you slipping up on some ass. So stop.
Hold on.
About that too.
Speaking about eating pussy, is it a deal breaker if a nigga tells you he don't eat pussy?
Yeah, it should
be.
He crazy.
Old ass man.
What are you scared of?
We can be friends.
And probably not. If you're friends, I can't even respect you.
I just look at it like this, though, Cody. Just like, it's just like the world, how the world is. Just like, how a man might see a woman, he be like, damn, she says to her, I fuck her. Mm-hmm. If you, in the head, if some nigga be like, I eat her, Just like some women might see, I fuck him or suck your dick.
I really don't catch myself saying things like that.
No, I ain't just saying saying it. But you know.
Yes, you don't see somebody on TV or wherever and be like,
you know, you be looking at Drake like, I want to fuck him.
You have.
Hold on.
So you say you see people like on social media or on TV, you've never been like, oh, I want to fuck them.
I've never like caught myself thinking. I might be like, I want to kiss you or lay up under you.
It's the same thing.
Is it?
It's the same thing. You want to do something with this person.
That you want to do it, though.
You want to do it. That's a fantasize. You want to do it with him.
So basically, I'm assuming the same thing for men. If a girl tell you that she don't suck dick, like, but what if you really, what if you really like her?
But she, it's some girl.
I can't really like her if she don't suck dick.
It ain't even that. It's some girl who be like, oh, she just don't want to suck a nigga dick who she don't go with.
Type shit.
Yeah. So that's what you're about to say.
She down there. I can respect that. Like, okay, baby, I ain't your man. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about your girl. Like, could you put?
No, the girl she got just like she want me to do. Satisfy her. I want to be satisfied too.
But I'm gonna keep it a van though.
She don't want me to go there though.
People where
go somewhere
really
to get it
for them. And I'm one of those people where like, if she give me head or not, I'm gonna keep it a whole band with you. I love eating pussy. I'm gonna get more turned on by pleasing you. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody really cares about, like, as a man. Not most men. Some men don't give a fuck about if they get head to get them going.
I dated a man like that once.
Sometimes like I ain't gonna cap those. Some girls that really go crazy on me. I be like, okay, now she did her thing. But I like eating pussy. That motherfucker
tastes
good.
My jaws be getting tired. I love when someone does not.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's more wrong to me.
It's a lot of work.
Especially, and that's why when they brought up the vitamins, I was like, ooh, I want to try that. Because pussy, when it's naturally good, so I'm like, damn, fuck some vitamins.
I'll give you some before we go.
That shit goes.
I'm like a competitive player. With certain women, you ain't going to show out on me. You think you just showed out on me? I'm going to show you what I know. I know some too.
What you know?
It's up to you to find out.
Oh.
Shoot and shoot.
Gotcha.
So, let me see the letter.
I got another question, right? So, you know, we always talk about like the gender wars and the difference between men and women and all that.
Jesus.
So, is 10 bodies on a woman the same as 10 bodies on a man?
No. Stop
they
with
carry
this bullshit. No.
What do you mean? Is it the same?
I just feel like, why do people keep going back to counting these goddamn bodies all the time? I don't care. It's like, are you really
I'm not
gonna
saying
be a running tab in your phone
you,
every time you fuck somebody?
Let me say this. Let me say this.
You really care?
And
someone who really cares also coming with their sexual history, like health, printed out on paper. Like, I want to show you how clean I am.
Let me say this. I don't care about body counts.
Not at all.
I'm just saying, as far as like. I feel like it's harder
it's
for a nigga to get 10 bodies than for a woman to get 10 bodies.
No, that's true.
Y'all
what
can,
do you mean it's harder? Like for her to actually
harder?
Do the action
because
of getting the 10
to,
bodies?
We have to
niggas
agree ha, to have
niggas,
sex with the nigga.
Niggas right? ha, all, that's all y'all got to do. Niggas
yeah.
have, actually got to find somebody to have
find
sex
somebody
with.
Find somebody that
you
actually,
can sit in your... You
we got to find somebody to have sex
no,
with.
No, 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 no,
Because
no,
wait, now hear me out, hear me out. Because you will meet all these guys and then you meet him and he got 50 damn rules about all the things you can't do. He not going to do what I can't do.
Well, you go on the date and he can't talk. Oh, no, we not doing this. We want to debate about stuff.
Niggas to have 10 by the female had 10 by the, it just with the it's the same, but it's just like with a man, it's just like it's 10 niggas I know you. That's the fuck the
yeah,
part.
If you know
like, it don't matter, you got 10, I got 10. So what? But if it's 10 niggas I know, then that's a problem.
What if it's 3 niggas you know?
That ain't no I ain't tripping on it.
So what's the number?
We 10? Said 10. That he said 10. That's
yeah,
a lot.
10.
10 is too many for 10 you
is
to know.
Too many.
But 9 is alright. It's just you pushing it.
You pushing it, baby. You pushing it, baby. That's too many.
Like, if
I ain't even gonna say nah.
The girls
just,
bring
college.
No, I'm just saying like I just say if it's two, it just say if it's two, three niggas. Like, all right, cool. I want that one. That was before my time. I ain't tripping on it. But you saying 10 niggas though?
But hold on, man. So
what's the cap? What's
so
the,
if
what's
she
the cap?
If so if she hit somebody that's real close to you,
a long time ago.
They ain't really my business.
She so, didn't know you when
exactly.
it happened.
That ain't
not
my
business.
I ain't
so you let that slide?
Yeah, I'm gonna let slide. I
and
might probably on
your
him
girl?
Something.
Huh? And let that be your
she,
girl?
She probably, it depends on if it's my, like.
Yo,
my,
girl, yo, shorty,
my,
like you finna marry her.
Whoa. I can't.
Hey, man, that's a lot.
What's
that's
the
a
hesitation?
Lot. That's a lot.
No, because that's because
listen,
you need to know, like, are you going to wipe her? Like, would you wipe her?
It depends on what, it depends on.
Because that's how it goes. That's the timeline. Say it again.
Like
yeah,
me,
I
just
honestly
being
don't have
honest,
conversations like that.
Unless it's necessary.
It's just like,
My ass be investigating. I probably already
it be, it's the history of what me and her all had. You know what I'm saying? We don't did this and we don't made this and we don't been successful in business.
Then
and
you'll let that slide.
It's okay. Cool. But it's just like.
That she hurt though.
It cool. I just got to take that leap.
Okay.
But if she just like, I got to take her. You know how this your girl? She ain't really just got going on. She just living off your campaign.
Yeah.
I ain't.
Yeah, Kodak ain't going.
Ain't going for it.
If you hit somebody that's real close to me, then shit.
It is what it is.
I can't
go down that path. Man.
I can't, because like, because if we dated, I'm going to bring you to all the shit. This nigga. Yeah.
Long time ago.
But do you think he can get her back? Then maybe you got to step it up.
It was 2 years ago.
Because can't nobody
I
got to
compete with your past?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're saying. Like, if you bring that woman around and the other dude is still there and you feel intimidated by his presence, you don't have your shit together. Because any man like who is truly confident and has his shit together, you know, I don't care. I get the angle that you're saying. I think
I get the angle that you're saying.
Can't nobody take her.
No, I get that angle, but what he's saying is, why do I don't want to have to even
you don't
deal
have
with
to
that
compete.
Type of
it's
energy.
Not it's
not competing. He's not talking about competing. No, he's not talking about competing.
That was his question.
Okay. Just say if she has a record of being a hoe, I could understand you saying it, but if she just, damn, she hit one of your homies.
It was just a shit from the past.
Yeah, shit from the past. 10, 20 years ago.
What's the average body count that a woman can have that you're comfortable with?
No. I'm be honest. I wouldn't know. Like, nigga not really going to ask.
Yeah, I don't ask.
I mean, because you're saying that
none of y'all have
truth.
A lot.
You a grown ass man. You should not be worried about this woman's body count. You should be confident in what you got going on with her. Who the fuck cares? Why do you care?
So we can agree that doesn't fucking matter.
Body counts do not matter.
So why is she a hoe then?
She ain't a hoe. Society.
No, I'm saying. But why do
y'all
people
know
call
who
people hoes?
Are,
so man, if body count don't
man,
matter,
look,
why are they,
always,
what makes a girl
I
a hoe?
Because
you know somebody.
No
you see her, you like, damn, she a hoe.
I'm going to tell you what. When she don't have no morals, baby, we got to have morals. You got to have standards.
Yeah, it's different.
What are morals, though?
Yeah,
you don't care. Like you
about what?
You don't care about nothing.
Like, she just goes in and
you gone.
You
just, it's a green light. Ain't no, you don't even got yellow or red.
Yeah, I never lied.
You don't have yellow or red. You just got green. Like, nah, man, you gotta have, it gotta be some kind of light.
Who got another lighter?
Who's gonna
have it? Somebody needs a lighter.
More, we need
a
lighter.
He's about to get the shade.
We have several lighters.
Who has lighters?
Not us.
You
gotta
put it on the
hookah
code. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, look it.
Get my
hookah
up on there like that.
It
wouldn't.
But nah, I don't think body counts matter. I'm not even on. Not who, like, when last time y'all been asked that?
When I was 12. A long ass time ago.
I'm joking. Not really 12, but like, that's such a childish conversation. Nobody's asked me that since high school. When it was one.
Not when you get grown.
I tell you,
you assume that everyone has kind of reached a certain number.
What's the minimum number?
I don't
number?
Even think
like, what do you
numbers.
Think it'd be? Like, I
you can't be no virgin fucking me, though.
Nah, please.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not a good teacher.
So if a nigga, said, hey, this is my first time.
Ooh. I'm going to say, let me hand you a
I have a friend for you.
Yeah. And then come back.
Let me introduce you to somebody. Because that somebody's not going to be me. Nice guy. Glad it never got that far. No. I fucked a virgin once.
You did?
Oh.
When I lost my virginity, the dude was a virgin, too. Do not recommend 0 out of 5 stars. Don't.
Yeah. That's a rough one.
I would just like to do it for the title.
What's the title?
I took your virginity.
What type of nigga is you?
I'm saying y'all know who took your virginity, right? Yeah. And y'all gonna always know that for the rest of your life, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's was it wet?
I'll take that.
Yes.
My shit was
fine. I just said 0 out of 5 stars.
But
do
that's
not recommend.
Probably not the only wet dick you had in life either.
It's not.
Exactly. So it don't matter.
It doesn't really matter. I just wish that wasn't the title holder. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
Number 2 was much better.
A lot of people don't really like their first.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. You got your questions ready?
It is. Oh. Mm-hmm.
When the first time you... When you...
He was talking to you. We can see his eyes.
Oh, shit, I can't. my shit was 2007. It was goddamn my senior year of high school. I was on my recruiting trip to Clark, Atlanta. And they put me up in a hotel, even though I stayed in Atlanta. So it was a chick I was talking to on MySpace at the time.
You was in college?
No, I was a senior in high school. So I was getting recruited. So this chick I had been talking to on MySpace, goddamn, I was like, shit, follow through. So she came through and goddamn.
Was she a virgin?
Hell no, she was older than me.
Oh. How old was she?
I was 17, she probably was like 22.
Did you have to pay her?
Nah.
She crazy.
I didn't know. I ain't did that yet.
Really? Yeah, she, what, pay for pussy?
Pay for it up front, like a prostitution, or like
you. That's good. That's a great question.
Transaction.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, you don't go on dates, nigga.
I don't feel like.
Are we saying that's paying for pussy?
I don't. Going on,
so are we saying that right now?
I need to have.
That ain't paying for pussy.
You might not get no pussy at the end of the day.
You might not. Yeah. I feel like paying for but they calculate that. They bring that on to the next day. Really? They add that up. That's
I
paying.
Well, I just hope that they add it up with the bank and not with me, because that's your business.
I just feel like most of the time when a man is courting a woman, normally that is what he's thinking. He wants to have sex with you at some point. He's not just doing it
at the very first point.
He ain't necessarily that he want to. He might be attracted to you if it happened.
Might be. I am. If I'm going out with you in public.
But I'm saying though, if it happened, that ain't his intention.
We're gonna eat
and do that anyway. I'm gonna do this anyway.
You sound great. You do sound great, but most people are not thinking like that.
What are most people thinking?
They have something in mind. I'm not saying you're a prostitute. I'm just saying most of the time, when girls get together with their girlfriends, we're genuinely getting together to hang out and go to brunch. Most of the time when you go on a date with a man, he is hoping that all of these dates add up to him getting you.
That nigga could have been doing anything else, and he came out to kick with your boring ass.
He wasn't doing nothing but playing boring ass video games.
Or he was going to take somebody else out to hope that he got her.
You know how women go on brunch and dates, and not Amy said date. I go get to eat.
You go to brunch, you go to dinner, you go,
we do this anyway. Me and my people, like, how we kick it, we do this.
That's a part of the lifestyle.
That's not paying for
people. So then what do you do to court a woman? Like, what do you do? I don't want to do all the things you just do with everybody.
No, I'm saying, I ain't saying doing with everybody. I'm saying, like, paying for it. I'm saying, like, we gonna, come on, baby, we finna go get something to eat.
Yeah. But what she asking is, like, if you see somebody that you're interested in, what do y'all do? Like, you do something outside of going out to eat? Like, go to the movies, go skating?
Take a trip.
Not no skating.
Without the friends?
We're about to go on a trip.
We ain't okay, that, yeah, though. Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't going skating. Nah. What are you doing?
I'm doing at least, like, 2 hangout sessions, because I don't...
What's
a
hangout?
What I mean
house?
By that is...
That sounds like some coffee shit.
Sounds very cheap.
He's also younger.
He's young.
He said he
was 25.
Hold on. What I'm saying is... I'm not just finna just, because a lot of, let's be real, we got these simp motherfuckers fucking shit up. So you got women who approach you thinking that they just deserve off the muscle to just be treated materialistically. I need to be able to have actual connection with you interview-wise before I'm just finna up and take you on a date. Because for me, blessing someone materialistically in any way, shape, or form, I'm not just up and doing that. Because I don't give a damn about the pussy. I let them know up front. I don't give a fuck. Because, you know, nowadays, that's all y'all think. Nigga wants something. I let them know off the rip. I don't get shit from you.
Well, you just got to move around.
So I like to feel out the energy first. Then we take it there.
Right.
We'll go. I like to go to the park. Go do some nature shit. I don't got to take you to no damn dinner and spend $100 on a
fresh
shit. But don't get upset.
No, not like that. I'm just saying.
I don't got to do all that. Some people like the free dates and some people don't.
So I feel like you got to be careful how you do it, because some women, they just looking for dates. Really just looking for a damn date. So I like to feel like
that. But a date doesn't necessarily have to be something where you're spending a lot of
bags. Listen, but my thing about
it is, y'all
are absolutely correct. The problem is, like how y'all said, since I am a little bit younger, my generation, these motherfuckers really think that that's what it's supposed to be. They don't understand actual genuine connection no more. These motherfuckers just won't.
So when they want to go out to dinner,
yeah, they do,
and all of that, and let's say you took them and so you learned your lesson, are they just sitting there on their phones the whole time? Are they not talking to you? Because you're talking about an energy exchange. So I'm just thinking, like, when I go to dinner, I'm not just sitting there. I'm talking to you. I want to get to know you. We're trying to have an experience. Whether it needs to be food on my date.
Right.
Now, we can go to the park, but is there a food truck available?
Right. That's fine,
because
too.
I'm going to get hungry. Because
I like doing all that stuff because we're walking. Now we talking. We getting to actually talk and chop it up. I'm not
just
sitting there.
So they're just not doing that.
You do know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad to see how bad people's social skills are. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like on a first date, If I was to go out with somebody, I'm gonna want him to show me a good time, and I'm gonna want him to spend money, because I have to figure out, like, right then and there, if you're gonna be able to match what I got coming. Like, I just gotta see a little bit of it. I gotta see if you like man enough to step up and be like, oh, I'm gonna take you out, I'm gonna take you here, because this is what I can do, you know, for you. The second date, we can go to the park, but I need you to come full fledged. Let me know what you're coming with, because okay, I need so to know
in that case,
if you gonna match
in
my
that
shit.
Case, right? I feel you, because if I'm already vibing with you while we chopping it up, just talking and shit, I get what you're saying with that. But with some people, I'll take it a step further where I need to just see how you are in person. Because you know how some people, they do real good on the phone, then when y'all finally meet up, they awkward as shit.
See, me, I'm gonna go ahead like the first day, just say, I ain't gonna put it on her and just expect for her to just know everything. I'm gonna show her how I'm living.
Yeah.
First, like how I'm coming. Like, not even just saying I'm gonna flex on her. I'm just gonna show her, like, shit.
This is what we do.
This is what I got going on.
In my lifestyle, right, baby. You can right. either adapt to these. If you got something else better going on, you can show me something. Mm-hmm. But do what I got going on. Whatever I be like, shit, we'll go somewhere, party, me and her, whatever. And first on some eating out shit, and then I let her know, like, we have an event. Invite her, like, you want to come and show her what we got going on.
Yeah.
After that, then, now, the next day, I be like, shit, what you want to do? Because I already showed you, like,
You gave her a little taste of what shit you already do.
What you want to do?
Yeah.
Tell me what you like. What restaurant or whatever you want to go.
So she want to go skydiving. You doing
skydiving,
that?
I'm with all that, but I ain't finna be
a wild boy.
Yeah, I'm with all that.
I tried to.
I ain't no skydiving nigga.
Skydiving? Who died off skydiving? Look at the ratings on diving.
Bad experience.
So yeah. I mean, when I went, every other paperwork that you signed is like, don't forget, you could die.
Yeah, you could die.
But it was worth it.
All right, okay.
It was a white girl.
Listen, hold up. When we wake up every day and leave out our door, it's a chance where you say, you could die.
You're right.
All
right,
then what's the difference?
I ain't trying to go through that shit. It was a little white girl that died like 2 years ago. And you can only fuck up skydiving once.
But it's people who die who do everything. Now, I'm scared of skydiving too. I'm not pro skydiving.
With you though.
That's what I want to do. I want to try that first.
They jumping out with you. It's somebody on your back.
The tandem skydiving.
Okay, come on, they fuck
up too. I just want
to
bring it back.
If it's your time, it's your time, G. You can't run from it.
Because, here's the thing. You can be tricked with those first, I would say, 4 dates. So, a lot of the times with those first 4 dates, some people put on. A lot of times people put on, and then you get down into it, we're really dating, and then all of a sudden he's like, you know, we're not getting a hookah every time we go. And it's like, what? Are we not going? And it's like, so I do think when I'm dating, and I love dating, all types of dates, but, like, I don't really start counting them until we really get into it so I can really see what you really like to do, or are you just trying to woo me?
Right.
Like, what?
Like, when the man say something like, I ain't even gonna say a man, when people, when other dudes might say something like that.
And if you take me to a club on our first date, or you're like, we're all going to turn up, that's not a date for me. We were just hanging out.
You did.
But it's just like, okay. It's just like, but sometimes niggas peep shit with certain women. Like, you might be out with her, and everything be good, everything all Gucci. She might not even call you on the regular bit. I'll text you, or just see what's going on. Good morning.
Yeah.
Not even saying she got to. But every time you want to just go out, she'll just be like, let go out.
That's a different thing. That's why some niggas be,
but not even that. Just imagine, you just say, and he be telling you, nah, I ain't gonna get no hookah every time. Imagine he tried to put it on.
What am I going to the hookah spot for?
Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, some niggas be feeling like, goddamn, bitch, I ain't even never rubbed on you or hugged you. And you talking about, you see what I'm saying? My ride is different though, right?
Yeah.
It's different. I'm just saying, I know how some
niggas
be,
that's why.
You just done ran into a goofy. He just feel like he just want
to. And you know another thing sometimes too that I've noticed with guys?
Yeah.
It's not... they're just not aggressive. And it's not like I'm saying you have to grab me up, but it's like... you just kind of sit back, and it's like, well, shit, you wondering if I like you because I haven't hugged you, I haven't done anything. I'm wondering the same thing. Like, are you even interested at all, or you just want to be out in public with a woman? I don't know. It just feels weird sometimes. So it's like, I like for a man.
But I'm saying, when you say aggressive, you mean lead, like...
She's saying the man can control and lead.
Be assertive.
Okay.
If you want to hug me, it's okay to go in for a hug. That's not the same as ripping all my clothes off and trying to fuck me. It's okay.
Because I'm the type of nigga, I like to be... I like motherfucker to appreciate me. You got, look, man.
What do you mean? You want her to take you out?
No. Not even like that. But I mean, like, don't. I'm saying every time we talk, it's because I reach out first. Right. I feel like, hold on.
I did.
That ain't it.
If I'm always having to hit you up, I'm stopping after the second time.
I will say, like, men that I have done like that, where it's like, you're always hitting me up, it's because you don't never really have a plan. You hit me with the when I'm going to see you. All right.
Or like.
Well, I get that. But if I make the plans I goddamn scoop you up, all that shit. And
so
then
you
I,
did the things.
We doing all the things, but every time we talk, it's because I hit you up first.
Oh, she don't like you.
And I peep that
shit. That's why men sometimes do that because they know that.
That's why
even show up with the woman if that's what you're thinking of her. That's the part
we
I
don't. Because we have to realize. We got to realize that shit first.
Didn't I say that's what y'all be thinking in the back of your head?
At minimum, if we don't end up going together, you know, shit, maybe I get some little coochie crumbs.
And then there's certain daters. Some guys are just the food guys, and he likes just going to get food.
I got a question.
Some guys are the real dates, and we're going to nice spots. Some dudes are just the hookah niggas, and you're just like, and he knows too.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
They be no men.
That's
old
news.
They know.
I'm not an age. No, you know your lane. You the hookah nigga not trying to wife me up, and he knows he can.
So look,
we go smoke hookah. We have a good gosh darn well time.
Let me ask y'all a question. First of all, does the hookah nigga know he the hookah nigga?
The hookah nigga knows he the hookah nigga.
Every time we go somewhere, we gotta get a hookah.
He already knows he pulls up, he's like, oh baby, they don't have a hookah. Does he think there's a sliver of a chance? It's always back there.
He cannot logically think there is.
He ain't on the top of the
How does that even count?
He knows it. He knows his place.
He knows his place on the depth chart.
Yeah.
He knows his place. He's not in the top five. He's the sixth man.
You know, if I give him two minute drinks and one night, I can't
write
fucking.
He might accidentally
get to eat some booty or lick some coochie. He might accidentally on a drunk night.
No,
maybe,
that's
possibly.
That's not the hookah nigga.
But the hookah nigga think that.
Maybe the dinner nigga. The food
maybe
nigga.
The dinner nigga. He might, on occasion.
But look, my question is, why are we talking about the positions and the rosters and shit, right?
Because we need a team.
Let me finish this. So let's say you got them. You find the nigga of your dreams, right? Y'all go through the relationship phase. Y'all, he proposed. Y'all married or whatever, right? Or y'all not even married. Y'all just deeply in love.
Oh, wait.
Do you, let's just say deeply in love. I don't want, because marriage
okay,
is different.
Deeply we're in love. Not married, we're in love.
Deeply
okay.
in love.
Oh.
Yeah, it's different.
Let's say all right, I got a little too excited.
All right, yeah. You're not married. You're deeply in love.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you delete your entire roster once you get to that stage?
Like delete their phone numbers?
Like their existence. Like Thanos, they out of here.
I'm thinking about them.
I'm saying, delete their numbers, delete their contact, delete their position out your life. The food nigga gone, the hookah nigga gone.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say, delete their number.
Right.
I'm saying sever
ties.
Like I'm sending
like
out
you
a text
are released.
Like, hey,
you are released from your contract.
Everybody that's on your roster aren't your like enemies. Like they're still friends.
Like, it's once upon a time they did something for you in your life. Like
yeah,
they
like you still my friend. Like,
so like I ain't gonna.
Oh, what you say?
Now what if the nigga that I'm deeply in love with starts doing some dumb shit? Now I gotta end things with him, sever those ties, and go back and talk to my team and tell them we're hiring again.
But you
jobs
gonna,
have opened.
Okay, so you're going to keep your practice squad players while you got your man.
No, I'm not
Jeff
keeping
them.
Them.
You know, Jeff, you
I have
know,
nothing
Jeff,
to do
like,
with
contact,
it.
Contact, like, yeah. We talking and leading
that.
Them on. I ain't going to put them on the screen.
None of that.
Time out for that.
I don't
they
have
just
a lot
not
of
even
going
to talk to me. They just like,
but
if,
later when
if
we
I've been dealing
each
with
other.
If I've been dealing with her for a year, okay, they haven't heard from me in a year like that. Like, it depends on what this person brought to the table. Now, we got some business going on some legal shit, like business.
I'm just talking about this, just the dick sucker supreme. That's all shit.
It's no, I ain't no talk to them. No reply, I ain't no answer.
Do you unfollow them on Instagram?
Nah, I ain't gonna
no,
do all that. What I'm gonna do all that for? That's lame ass shit. But I ain't gonna do all that, bitch. And I ain't even gonna let my girl make me do no lame ass shit like that.
You should be able to contain yourself and resist.
Have y'all ever received a text message from somebody that got in a new relationship and is from their girlfriend and they're like, I just wanna let you know Danny is in a relationship now. He's not gonna be
kind. You gotten that shit before?
I've had that happen to me twice and I'm like, Are y'all secure with each other? Because I would
obviously
never.
Like, what did you respond to?
I didn't respond.
That's
it's just
you should have said I'm about to suck his dick right now.
It wasn't even someone I was sexual with. So you're showing your insecurities.
He don't wear the boxer no more. She is switched. He wear the panties. She wear the pop.
No, she could have just went through.
Nah, that's some alpha female shit.
No, she could have went. She could have just unlocked his phone, went through it, and saw it.
What he's saying is she shouldn't have even felt comfortable doing that.
But if you got to do all that,
yeah, it's something wrong. It ain't her.
He just gonna text later and be like, "Don't worry about the text message."
This bitch crazy. What's up? What you doing now?
Yeah,
yeah. Like I don't even want if you got. People like that dealing with your phone, I only want you on my line.
If you got people like that, even if I want to do it, sometimes you feel like I'm about to.
That's too much.
I'm not doing it.
It is too much.
So, I have a story. So, this guy I used to talk to, right? He was literally everything. Like, he had money. He was fine as fuck. No kids. Tall, dark, and handsome. Mm. Treated me right. Took me on trips. Everything. And
you go on a lot of trips with these.
He won everything though, man.
He talked like this.
Girl, I feel you.
He just talked like this, like.
Like his voice. Like a little voice.
He had a real feminine voice. Like,
oh my gosh, I'm fucking with
him. He
went
everything, baby.
Do you think he knew
you
started
fucking with him
voice?
Because of his voice?
No, he still don't know why.
You about to know now, baby.
It was his voice.
I just always wonder, like the men who have voices like that, or teeth, or your hair, you take your hat off, and when the women see you take your hat off and your hairline is gone, do they know that's why she stopped fucking with me because I took my hat off?
You gonna stop fucking with a nigga because the hairline is giving up on
you? Hey, here's the deal. So we all have
our things. Sometimes you gotta go bald.
Damn!
No, this is what I'm saying. You need to show that off rip.
It's okay to be bald.
Yeah, you're bald. I'm talking about when they take the hat off, you look like a whole different person.
If your hairline back here,
Let it go.
Or just show it up front so I can make my decision.
Like you ain't got no teeth.
The mask is getting a lot of niggas through.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying like, let me at least see in a picture on your page or something with you like that. So I already know.
Okay, he's like, not just fine with his hat on.
Men and women do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, women do it too.
You get over there. How do women do it?
You have to show a variety.
The morning she be on makeup.
On dating apps, I always say your picture should be a variety of what you truly look like. Okay, you wear weave. Okay. And then show your real hair. Facts. Sometimes you got braids. Sometimes you always wear them. I show a variety. Facts. It's gonna be different.
Yeah,
but overall, no. Women don't. They
Bumble. They don't.
They don't.
Women.
Women
do it
all the time.
Women do it worse than men.
No, yeah, those are
men
bad.
Do little shit like
but
how you
see
say,
with
like,
the women that do it, it's like you can tell if you look at somebody's picture, you can tell if she has weave in, or you can also tell if her makeup is caked on. With men in the hat, you like that nigga is fine, and then he takes that hat off. And you are just alarmed.
How you think
so
he got to
always wear
how you think we feel about
out?
The one that take the makeup off?
I'm sure everybody is saying it's the same levels. But I'm saying with women, you can kind of tell, I hope, when you're looking at their Instagram, that's a lot of makeup.
Hey, listen.
She is going to look different when she takes it when she takes her weave out.
The only thing he got to do is wear a hat, though.
That's why I like natural.
Or he could just cut all his shit off. If you need makeup, you just
do it. Majority of the bald people who bald. That's why they cut that shit out, cause they.
And that's fine. It's okay.
We gave up.
Bald.
We gave up.
It's
right.
Okay. But I'm just saying, don't fake. You're fine. Nah. You know you look good with that hat on.
So, my initial
You want me to take my hat off?
No.
You have the voices.
You want me to take my hat off? My initial question.
So, what is like the pettiest reason why y'all cut somebody off? Because I had to let go of him. Cause
you say what happened?
What's the pettiest like? I was saying that story to say, like, what's the pettiest reason you cut somebody off? Because I felt like I was being petty because he's straight, like, look good, money good. Nah,
but that's
good.
Not the voice you want to hear.
And
every
then the
day.
Voice is just like this, and no, I just was like, are you gay?
Well, I did the same thing. I just thought it was an annoying ass voice. It didn't sound like gay, but it was very high pitched, very urkly. Yeah. And like, I was good. So I was just like, sorry to that man, but I
can't. What's the pettiest reason you cut somebody off? Like, what? Like, it was just something, like, it was petty as hell, but you just didn't want to fuck with me.
I need you to tell the GPS story. Is it too soon?
Okay.
No, it's not too soon. Let's go.
It's not even my story to tell, and it just popped in my head.
I knew you was going to do that at some point today. She always want me to tell my goddamn stories, and she's sitting on a pot of tea. But I went on a date with this guy, and I just got really annoyed. So the thing was, he kept talking to me, oh, I go to this spot all the time. Okay, cool. It's in his neighborhood in Atlanta. He has lived here for some time. We are leaving from another, like, major location. I don't want to say who, because, yes, it is too soon.
My bad.
But we went on a date somewhere. It should have taken us no more than 8 minutes to get there, taking only major streets. Our destination is on Peach Street. Why are we lost? How did we end up all the way in West Midtown?
Why don't you know where you're
going? None of this makes sense. So he pulls out the GPS, and even with following the GPS, he's still driving us in circles. We went in a circle, three of them. And so I was like, you know what? I can't do this again. I'm just going to block him because I know he's going to hit me up later. This is annoying. It's just a bad sign because it's like, how the fuck you don't know how to get around? What if you have no charger or the charger was broken, your phone dies? We just both going to be lost? Now, I got to take control, which is what I'm always... I am mad because I'm always having to do that, and I don't like doing that. I want you to do the man stuff. But when you be fucking up, I'm not going to be stranded. Take this right here. God damn. So, yeah, he got let go.
So, you cut him off because he...
Because he got lost. That's so fucking funny. Because
he got lost. Yeah. Ooh. And I don't like that. And we were not in an area where you should have been lost.
Where were y'all?
It was two streets. I'll tell you later. I told you it was too soon.
Sorry.
Okay. You tell your story.
I've had a couple of different petty reasons. If your knuckles are always ashy, there was a dude that I would date. I'd be like, it's like he would put lotion on every other spot but the knuckles. What are you doing? Like, I don't understand why you just miss that part of your fingers. Also, if you want to find the cheapest parking, can we just pay the 20? I don't want to walk. I don't like that. Like, it's one, even if you just ask me, can you, I don't, why are we looking for all the cheapest parking?
Is that what it is, though? The cheapest parking?
Like, you're saying it's far.
It's far. Hey, it's, man, like, it has nothing to do with that.
Is it the cheapest parking or is it just free?
No, it doesn't, like, why we cheapest. Gotta park so far?
Man, that's $20. I know it's a $15 around here somewhere.
You don't say nothing because you don't want to make him feel
shit
bad.
You trying to save him, man. Tomorrow ain't promised, brother. Let's go on and get in the front of this motherfucker. Park in the front.
I will pay for parking. Yeah, let's get in the front.
I'm the same way. Like, we need to goddamn.
I'm saying because it also comes off on some broke shit. Like, nigga, you really doing all this over $20, bro? What the hell's going on?
I got cash.
I understand that.
It's just annoying. It's just like.
You might be at the crib or something.
Don't take someone out of one of your spots.
Just say we were right here and I'd be like, I'm hungry here in the cottage. Hey, you at? Where you at? She might be like, I'm at Ben Hunt. Hey, yeah, bring me something out there. Ooh. She say she gonna bring something, but she don't bring it. That's a sign she...
That's mean.
Oh, she might be like...
Why she say she's gonna bring you?
Why she tell you she was eating?
You feel right.
Like, she could have just been with another nigga.
I'm gonna put up on you to bring...
I've done that before. Can I get it to go?
She could have been with another nigga. He was paying for it, and she didn't want to get it to go. Wait, she couldn't get it.
You've done that before?
Order it to go, because, yeah. So whether it was a girlfriend that was hungry or...
Wait, so you was out with a dude... And I'm just you and him. And
we were eating, another, he was a dinner nigga. And I'm going to see the real bae.
Yeah.
And he's like, what you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm bring eating. He's son. Like, can you bring me something? Absolutely. For can sure. I get it to go?
So who pays for this extra plate?
He did.
Look at me. That's why the dinner nigga has a really great spot and position.
Really, yeah. So, they just be like, whatever. Because you should honestly, they be scamming and shit. It's not their money.
So
no
you
way.
Use dinner. So you
eat it all tomorrow. No, I promise.
So for the listeners, let's clarify. You using dinner bae bank account to pay for Dick Bay's
He's
dinner.
Using his bank account to pay for Dick Bay's dinner. I don't do that. But that's what
I have done it before. I don't make a habit of it, but it's happened.
No, that's just some real shit. If you have
Dave.
And it's selfish.
You're
Dave.
Dinner, nigga, you're
he's hungry.
But you gotta think, like, on the other end, who paying for it, he's probably, I ain't really tripping.
He's not
gonna,
tripping.
She gonna eat dick later.
Those niggas. She's not eating his dick. No. It's all the other niggas that
she
mine.
She just don't know. She already on the rope.
And don't nobody know.
So he thinking, oh, I'm gonna impress her by paying for this other nigga.
It ain't really impressive. It's no pressure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, like when there's no pressure. It could. In my head, I ain't thinking if she doing it for a nigga. Might be for her mama, her little boy, or somebody.
Right. But I ain't gonna press her about it.
I ain't even gonna press her about it.
Kodak over here gonna be like, give me the phone.
See, you wanna do all them checkpoints. See, that wanna bring up the red flags. You don't do that. Like, I ain't, cause it ain't no pressure. We're gonna let it go. Like, we ain't tripping on that. I don't give a fuck who it was for. But get away. But get away. It's just like, that's the front end, right? When you do the show, you get your back end.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the back end. I ain't tripping.
No, but that's the thing. The dinner nigga is, that's just it. He not getting nothing else.
And he knows it. He has another.
He's okay with
like, but that's what you're supposed to use these multiple men for. You got the dinner nigga or the hookah nigga or the shoe nigga.
But then
you got your nigga, like your main nigga. Like, it's just come with the game. Like, if they bringing something to you and you can get from him and give it to your nigga, that's... Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But this is what
you called me last week.
What I call you? A treat?
Kodak is not a trick.
I know he's not.
Oh, that was a joke?
I got tricked.
Everybody get tricked. It happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us.
It just keeps you hunting.
It happens to the best of us.
I ain't heard much
since. You need to share that story on
You can't get away. You live and you learn.
You can't take it personal.
Y'all listening to me, bro.
No. I do take it personal because it ain't about the money. It's about the time.
Time out. When you take it personal, that gets you outside your characters, bitch. You a player. I fuck with you, bitch.
I appreciate
Men need to learn how to categorize their goddamn women. Y'all don't do a good job of that, and that's why bitches be fighting, going through your phone. Y'all don't let people know
their
place.
Because you want everybody to be the same girl.
Yeah, y'all treating everybody the same.
Lie. When you don't have to
you
lie,
let
just
everybody
be
come to your...
When you gonna take me out?
Is that a bad question?
Have you ever taken her out?
Did you respond?
No.
Did you respond?
I said,
well, that's what she waiting on.
Because what else are we going to do? Come to your house?
If you... Look, everybody don't get took out.
Where are we going? What are we going
to
do then?
She's coming
We're
over
going
to, your
to
house?
Fuck.
Oh, you're
that
a
is it.
I don't know what type of dick you think you have. Right. Well, I wish somebody would.
Hey, I'm the big homie.
It's the biggest.
I'm the big homie. It just say you got a whole bunch of people who you deal with or who you talk to.
Yeah.
Right? You kicking with. And it's your birthday. Do you invite everybody or you don't?
You don't invite everybody.
Who you invite?
You talking about the girls you fucking?
Hold up, time out. Time out, bro. We're going to let everybody else
answer
the question. Everybody get to answer the question.
I'm confused. Say that again.
I just say for instance.
It's JoJo's birthday.
It's JoJo's birthday. And then if you a man, woman, just go for men or woman. Niggas who you fuck with, you fucking, your side niggas or whatever. Just say whoever you have.
Oh, am I bringing all of them to my birthday?
Whoever you having sex with. Because you having sex with, there's something going on with y'all.
No, you got to bring the best dick. To the birthday, like so I can't bring all y'all. Like, why am I bringing all y'all?
Big,
hey, so shit. I gotta fuck with you because if you come into my shit, then you gonna be around my close people and all that shit. So the elite, the number one, get that spot.
Just one. So you just bring one.
Yes, because I'm not a mixy nigga like that.
It depends for me because one time my sister, when she was graduating, I was talking to two dudes and they asked, it was a surprise graduation. And my mom was like, well, let's surprise Medina too. I think you came to the party. And they invited the guy that they knew I was dating in college and the guy that I was dating in my hometown. And they were both there. And I learned at a very young age how to introduce the two niggas that you fucking. And I did it. And it was great. They knew. But it was like, at least I'm honest. I was like, this is such and such. This is such and such. Like, we're at a family event. Let's, you know, we're good.
So you told them what?
I introduced them and it was just
they were real.
They just understood. Knew. Yeah, listen, I didn't know what else to do. I could
Why
walk
else
around
would they be at the graduation party
and act like
my sister?
In any situation you in, if you don't keep it 100 right there, ain't nobody gonna respect you.
Yeah.
You don't respect real, then it's something wrong with you.
Because then I was gonna ignore one of them, make him feel uncomfortable with my family. Lying. I was like, I can't
lying
do
right
both of them.
Yeah.
They're lying.
But one was in a different city and it was just like, fuck. But if it was my birthday party and I was gonna invite, I know how to, like I said, the men that I deal with, I have one sex partner. The other ones that I hang out with, everybody kind of knows their place. If I know you and we're really cool at the end of the day and we kind of be dating a little bit, but you know I fuck with him, I can bring you if you're going to act right. There are some niggas you know are not going to act right. But then there's other niggas that are just fun and my friends have fun with you too. He could come. It can't be more than two.
Imagine if it's more than two people who you fuck with strong, so they're going to be like, damn,
I'm not going to disrespect the other nigga like that, I feel like.
Like, we fuck with each other strong, though. Like, you gonna
yeah,
be
like, if you my nigga, like,
I ain't get invited.
It just depends. Like, what kind of party is there? Are we at a dinner setting with all of our family?
It's
okay,
birthday
no.
Party.
But if we're at the club and,
dinner.
Like, it's like every...
It's your
dinner.
Birthday.
It's just a dinner.
You having a dinner for your birthday. Mm. And everybody
you
getting
sometimes
invited.
Keep it you're not really cool with
They don't need to... First of all, if I don't like you that much, I don't need you around at my birthday. Mm. If you would like to contribute, thank you. I appreciate it. But it's going to be a girl's night.
That way the separation come
you
in.
Know? And so it's like, if I really like you,
if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. If I was at your shit, I was at your dinner.
I have one ex that I'm never gonna not be in contact with.
I ain't saying bring nobody in who got he got negative energy. Fuck him. We ain't talking about him. We're talking about
people that are good people.
Yeah, who
persons.
Fucks with you?
Yeah, I'm gonna invite him. Yeah, I am. I'm not gonna be disrespectful. I'm not. It's not gonna be flirty.
Who niggas not coming? Who
niggas
not coming?
Them niggas
not
coming.
Unless you don't have somebody that you really like, and we going to have food. So I guess food nigga, you're up next.
I ain't like that. I'm just saying, if I fuck with, I might fuck with each of y'all individually different. So I ain't finna be like, but if I know like her energy, she gonna be ready to fight her or she gonna be
yeah,
can't
come. You gotta
but
be smart.
Everybody, I'm like, come on, like I ain't finna be, cause they gonna be pictures and they gonna be like, damn, I ain't getting invited. Like, we might don't fuck with each other.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I'm, you bringing the game.
Bringing everybody.
No, you ain't bring. You even bring
his
right
energy.
Now.
Gotta be centered.
Yeah, I'll just
he not even have nobody at the party. He's like, it's me.
You gotta be on IG and stuff. If I'm not just because birthdays bring a whole bunch. Nah, for real. Birthdays bring a whole bunch of fake ass energy already. So nah, I'm
those are facts.
Now.
Really?
You invited all these folks.
Think about your birthday brings all this fake ass love.
You didn't put that venue together. If you put that venue together, this show shit. You know who coming?
You did.
I got all these seats. Your name on that plate.
On Facebook, niggas, you ain't talked to in years.
Cause that's a surprise.
It's your birthday.
Hold on.
So what if I have a
conflict?
We just saying,
well, he's just
saying
it just be cap.
I can't go.
I like when people show me love on my birthday.
I do too, but. If I see it's your birthday, happy birthday.
It's like it always makes people feel
before you graduated, congratulations. Before you having a baby, you had a baby, congratulations. Like, it's just. I get it.
It's just a surprise party. I'm not trying you to invite
expect,
myself to
you can
the
expect
function.
The wrong people to be at a surprise no party, but not a private birthday party. You're not. That's not going to happen.
Listen, question right now. Is it acceptable for a billionaire to fuck multiple bitches?
Why does it matter?
Or a billionaire woman, is it like in a relationship? If they're in a relationship, is it okay? Is it like...
Oh, so you're saying if you make a certain amount of money, does he...
Bill Gates fucking his employee?
Basically. So,
if you make enough money,
like, you make so much money that it's acceptable for you.
Well, your wife just got to go along with it.
I don't agree. If you just,
I
don't agree if you just got so much money, you can just do whatever you want to. I don't agree with it.
You still got to abide by the rules that are set in your relationship. Now, you may say, because I'm the provider and I'm the nigga that's putting you in this position.
That don't give you authority. You can just fuck and do whatever you want to.
But if he set those rules and she agree with it, but I feel like that got to be a conversation. That got to be a conversation.
But why is it that money makes it acceptable for you to fuck bitches?
Women be letting shit slide.
But I don't think it's the money that makes it.
Why is it money?
She doesn't want to lose that money. She don't want to lose that money. And a lot of people
I'm not even talking about the position. I'm talking about just the mentality on the nigga. Why does he feel like that? If he makes so much money, it is okay
because every rapper says it in every song.
Some niggas it might some. I ain't even gonna say niggas. I'm gonna stop trying to take that out of my vocabulary. Okay. Some brothers just don't. It's like addiction.
Yeah.
Like some, it be bad. Like a dope fiend. You know how some dope fiend he might smoke and then he might still have his job or something. And go 9 to 5. Then some dope fiend, they might smoke. He lose everything.
Yeah.
He just cracked that. Some folks just cracked that. Like some brothers just be cracked that. Like he'll just like a he unstoppable. Like it's addiction. Like he won't fuck her for her. That's just like you gonna lead in the wrong direction doing that.
But you could be a nigga that don't have money and not
get pussy.
And not be fucking bitches, not have that mentality. Don't think that they can fuck multiple bitches and then hit the lottery and then be like, I'm finna fuck all you bitches.
All the bitches that he was chasing before he had money went through that shit.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
He knowing like he can't get no pussy without no money.
It's kinda like that nigga that drive out a Ferrari every day. Damn, I can't afford none of that shit over there. He hit the lottery though. He got $400 million in the bank. Like shit, I'm about to buy all these bitches.
Yeah, see he tricking.
He knew. Those are the type of bitches that he was pursuing. He absolutely knew that them bitches cost it.
But you said that it's okay, it's acceptable. Why?
It, because those are the ones that he going for. So if the if
no no
the
no, one, I'm saying you said that it was acceptable for a billionaire to be in a relationship and fuck multiple bitches.
No, I said if that's what is agreed on.
That is what's gonna happen.
So do you think that it's okay though? Like in your relationship, when you become a billionaire, your wife just gonna have to accept the fact that you want to fuck other bitches because you got money and you the big homie.
I mean, I'm not gonna be like that. You know, I'm gonna be with somebody and you know, hopefully she's into multiple bitches being around. So,
being around?
Yeah.
Being around, doing what? Sucking your dick or just hanging out?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like walking around with their asses out. Like, I don't want to see my nigga Google, like, looking at a bitch's ass. Like,
oh. You're not going to look at the ass with him?
Yeah.
So what you mad about?
Because I don't want you looking at no other girl.
But you can look at the girl.
We already established she got one-on-one relationships. That's it.
In life. Mm-hmm. No more group chats.
I just look at it like, shit, man. Like, if he that focused on that, then he ain't really focused on the money. You gotta be more. You might gotta be more content with focus on the money than a female. You gotta put more of your interest in that. And then,
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not up. I would do that with my nigga, like walk. But I'm just saying. But I'm saying, like, that's what you want, and you're like.
That's not what I want. But I'm saying it's niggas out there that are millionaires and billionaires, and that's just what they want. So shit, if the wife is okay with that, the main chick is okay with that.
You ain't even necessarily got to be a millionaire or billionaire to do that, nigga.
Yeah,
that's
regular
true.
Niggas doing that.
Yeah,
like regular lifestyle, like regular nigga.
But it's some people that would feel like they would have more goddamn reason to do that shit because they are rich as fuck.
Exactly.
It's some niggas that probably wouldn't do that shit because they know they positioned in this girl life and is certified because shit, she could find another nigga like me.
And there are some men in this world where they have morals and they have a good head on their shoulders and they want to have a healthy family and they don't want to do these things. They're not a lot of.
So you're saying poly relationships aren't healthy? Is that what you're saying?
Say that again?
Poly relationships aren't healthy.
Not if that's not what we're going into this with.
Okay.
You're just trying to play. A lot of people don't know the rules of poly. They just want bitches walking around.
Okay. Y'all gotta make rules.
You still lying and keeping secrets. It's not a poly relationship if you have multiple relationships and I don't know that you're in another relationship.
That's not fair.
That's totally different.
That's not player.
It's not okay at all. Yes. And it's like, if that's what you really want, because I do think that some people really don't want to be in a monogamous relationship, that's okay. I need you to let me know so I can agree or disagree to that and move on about my life. Don't be lying to me and then now I'm acting crazy. I'm tired of acting crazy. I stopped that for a few years now.
Okay.
But every now and then, I get the itch to go back, and I don't want to go back.
Don't make me go back.
It's a dark place.
Be lying.
Yeah, and it's like, don't lie.
And just be lying.
Can we just say, just tell the truth? You don't got to lie.
I feel like they are so scared.
It's not going to hurt nobody's feelings. Like,
and they forget that a lot of
feelings might get hurt, but thank you.
But what we're saying is it's not going to hurt as much as when you find out that he lied. Because now I'm mad that you lied. Mm-hmm. More than what the lie was about.
Yeah.
So now, I'm not going to beat your ass. I just wanted to know what the definition of cheating was. Because I feel like a lot of people have different, like, views on cheating. Because with me, I feel like somebody may say, oh, if your man was to cheat on you and fuck a girl, that's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it depends on the nigga, because it is cheating, but it's like, I know that you like fucking bitch, like it's just you, that's who you are as a person, so you like fucking bitches, so you slipped up and your dick spoke for you and you fucked this bitch. But then it's the side where it's like the dating the girls, like now you're dating them, you're taking them out and you sneaking around and you having conversations and you.
So you say it's not.
Is he telling you that he's fucking the girls, that he's just fucking?
Or you're just waiting for the relationship, like, just, I know my nigga's gonna cheat on me.
She basically saying, like, okay, if you gonna cheat, you just did that and then you left with that. But right. You saying,
I mean, I get that part, but I'm saying, but
you
doing
what y'all trying to. Go on a date and movies and hold hands and
if you're lying, it's all the same to me.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's not really a serious level. Because I don't know.
And we are talking about marriage and I want to start a family with you. I'm just not, I am adventurous sexually and we gonna communicate and have healthy relationships, but you're not gonna just be like, I just know you're out fucking bitches. I'm sorry. I don't want the father of my children.
I'm asking what the definition of cheating is.
For me, if you're lying and sneaking, and you're going to have to lie to tell me you're just going to fuck somebody.
I just feel like if you have an other partner, they don't agree with it or don't know about it, you cheated.
That's what I feel, because you're breaking the rules. Yeah. We got a set standard. You just stepped outside of bounds. These are not the rules that we discussed. This wasn't something that we ever said explicitly. This is okay. Now you're cheating because you're doing shit that's against what we said. Whatever we said in our own relationship, it doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like anything is blanket cheating. Like, some people don't like when niggas leave hard eyes under other girls' pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't care about that. That's not. I might be leaving too.
Y'all ain't never agreed to
that. Yeah, like if we never establish rules.
But we over here, we're going to establish them. Because if I say, it happens in conversation, like, does this bother you? Is this okay? Or this situation happened, I wouldn't be okay with that. You just, when you actually talk to the person that you're dating, right, that you're in a relationship with, and you're not just eating and smoking and fucking, then you can get to know them, mm-hmm, and what boundaries are.
If I say don't do A, B, and C,
and I agree,
and you do A, B, and C.
Did I agree to not do A, B, and C?
Yes.
Okay.
What did I do wrong?
What's agreeing? Just being
you're acknowledging.
Are they forgivable? Are you open to forgiving?
If my A, B, and C is don't suck another nigga dick, don't fuck another nigga, and don't goddamn go on relationship dates with other niggas, and you
do all that shit. So if I do it, that's cheating.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, if you say, I like to suck another nigga dick every now and then, then we got a problem. Because now, now we got to reestablish our relationship. I don't really want to cuff you no more. I might just want to get us to go play.
This ain't really your girl either. She got to go out somewhere and fuck somebody else. That ain't your girl.
I agree with that. Like, shit, if you feel the need to fuck another nigga, our relationship isn't what I thought it was.
Or maybe she really likes you, she just does not enjoy the sex. So she wants to keep you because you're more special. But I'm saying, it's not. It's just hitting a 1-2 step, man. Yeah,
me personally, I don't feel like. I just feel like shit. That's just the foundation of a relationship to me.
Sex.
So yes. I'm feeling like in
that. Shit got to be five, man. That's the only way I'm going to keep you around. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm keeping funky.
So,
do y'all not agree?
There's a part of me that agrees. Have you ever seen the Chris Rock stand up where he's like, you have to fuck. You have to, when you're mad.
I'm not
fuck.
Having a sex
with you. All that. Anything, it don't matter what it is. Mad, happy, whatever.
When sex leaves the relationship, and I've seen this happen with a lot of people that I know, when sex stops, it's like somebody starts cheating.
It's over with.
Depending on how long it stops, or somebody is going to start cheating.
It's over with, baby.
Then you can just be blocked.
You might as well just get the split sheet together right then and there. When the set stop, get the split shit together.
We just there for pussy, basically. Like, keep the pussy there. Don't leave. Like, just pussy. Like, so, god damn.
So y'all don't like dick no more? Is that what's going on? So I'm just one way
shit. I feel like women can go longer without sex than men can.
Women can. Yeah,
but I'm
definitely
not really trying to. And that's the other thing.
Yeah, like, why are y'all trying to go through the dick desert?
What the fuck?
Some people have some people don't.
The conversation is, I'm just saying that we can go longer without having sex. Some women can go longer without sex than men.
I agree.
And y'all, I'm talking about y'all go crazy.
Y'all get low.
Yeah, like, it's crazy how niggas much y'all fuck, love
like the whole world we talked about.
We said that. Well, I said that last week.
He nasty, man. That ain't no nigga. He nasty.
Niggas don't fuck
the bottom of the barrel.
Hey, man, he nasty, man.
Niggas have bodies that will never cop to.
Straight up. Yeah, I know.
He nasty.
Dave, you ain't got no bodies that you hit that you would never claim in public.
And don't you dare lie.
Like a busted ass.
Everybody don't hear some bullshit before.
Exactly. That's what we're saying.
I'm saying I ain't hit no stinking ass. Like, they come here like, God, there you know.
Yeah, okay, that's different. That's different.
Me personally.
That's two different things, Medina.
I'm not even going to get on hard if you stink, man.
Exactly. Because
I'm already being rubbed.
Because it's going to get on me.
And smelt it.
Listen. The worst thing is when you go visit her and the shit stank. You got to ride back in your car with that shit on you.
Like, her house stinks?
Her coochie stank.
You don't wash your dick before you leave?
Nigga, you trying to expedite yourself out of them.
Listen, man. If you go over here and she stank, something is wrong, brother.
You got to go.
Something is definitely wrong, but I have heard plenty of niggas be like, her pussy stink. Did you still fuck? Yeah.
No,
yeah,
man.
That is a sick. You doing that shit? Right.
How you getting on hard? How you gonna get on hard? I'm honest, being all the way.
Whatever his really nose gonna fuck her though.
And sometimes you don't get the whip until you get behind it.
You ain't gonna try to take a shower? Nothing like that.
Sometimes you're already in it and you didn't realize it was you. Unlocked the door.
All right, then if I was already in it, I'd be like, I'm just gonna overstop. Because I smell.
No, you're not. You're like, fucking lying.
I promise to God.
So is there a good way to tell a woman that she's not, her smell is not
there's
up to
no good way. You just got to say it.
You got to say it. Like, baby, you got to go and get in the shower. Get in the water right quick.
Do you offer to take the shower with her?
No.
You got to get in the water real quick.
This ain't even for me. This for you. It's your business, baby. Go on in there. Go ahead and get yourself right. Then we're going to try to restart this shit.
And if it's still smelly after that,
it's something wrong.
You need to go to the doctor.
You got to go to the doctor.
There's levels to the smell.
But by time with the smell, would have been on fuck me up. I would have, when she in the shower, if I'm at her house, I would have been on the left. If she was at my house, I was gathering all the shit so she can leave. Because I don't even want to restart this shit. You don't with me.
What's the point of telling her to get in the damn shower?
She shouldn't want to get in the shower.
This is what you needed.
This is for you.
We ain't even going to skip over the conversation and all that, baby. You need this first. So we're going to get in the water first. Hey, you got that? Now you can go on and be on your turn.
You just still be nice about it. That's being nice. He's being sure about it.
Make sure if that does ever happen, like, you are gentle with the woman.
I'm gentle.
She's gonna be so embarrassed.
I ain't gonna embarrass. Listen, I'm not gonna make her feel like she's a piece of shit or no thing like that. Get on in now, baby. Just go on. You know, I'm surreal. I'm from the project.
And then
project,
you come
man.
Out, your shit is all packed. And he's like,
I called you.
Shit, I got something going on. I got something going on. Do some more shit.
Would you feel the same way if a woman got period on your bed, like she fell asleep and woke up and she had started her period?
Nah, hell nah. That's natural, babe. We got to clean this up. Go ahead and let go to
we're going to CVS.
But are you
going to
come with her? Are you going to be like, I'm going to come with you, help clean it up. Let's get you some pads.
It depends on our relationship.
Baby. No.
If she at my house, I probably got all that shit. So I'm going to be like, go ahead and get your business straight.
Wait, yeah. You have tampons or something?
Not tampons.
Some men do keep them all packed because they be fucking with bitches.
She got to do this.
You got to clean this bed up first.
Yeah, I got to get cleaned up first, though. This the first problem, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is an accident, baby. You didn't do this.
That's a biohazard. I can't be cleaning your blood up.
I have had that happen.
It happened to me.
If it's a biohazard, you don't need to be in there.
I ain't trip out of that. I just told her. Clean the shit. I gave her to start to clean it up. And then she left with and got with her stuff together.
What'd you say?
I said it's not a biohazard. I done been up in that thing when it red.
You a sick
you
Negro.
You red lights.
I'm talking about the third to the fifth day, not the first two.
What's wrong with you?
I don't need like ketchup on my hot dog. Keep it real with you.
So you run red lights.
Not like
yeah.
Do you run red lights?
Everyone should be
running
red lights. If I'm on my period and then he's trying, I'm like, I'm on my period, baby, and he don't care. I'm pulling it right. I had a nigga pull my tail out.
They be pulling it out.
This gotta be yo lady.
Yeah, I like that.
This your girl. This ain't no light. No. This gotta
be
yo.
No, I'm
not just running red lights.
I'm cool, baby. I'm cool on that. They are doing it. I never experienced that nowhere outside of my household.
I personally don't like running red lights because, like, when I have sex, I go all in. I want to feel comfortable.
You look like a murder scene when you did get done, huh?
What? I don't like running red lights or having them. I don't like fucking while I'm on my period.
I've done it before. Shit, cause I found out it wasn't healthy for the woman's body, and I'm like, all right.
Who said that? Supposedly,
it's not okay to be.
It is healthy. It helps your body to flow.
The gynecologist told me. The gynecologist said what?
It's good for you because it's going to help you with your menstrual cramps and it helps to move the blood and everything out faster. Yes.
I'm a testimony. It's messing with the natural product that lets the shit release. It is okay.
We can't get around that. I'm in the shower.
That's how I look at it.
Hold on.
I couldn't get around it. Like, you know how my girl been on her period for a couple days. I'm in the shower. She got in the shower. So we in. I'm too hard. Bust this up.
I mean, that's in the shower.
Like, this my girl, though, but not no, like, just say a girl who on day night.
You only doing it in the shower, though, on your period?
No. Okay, I would rather it in the bed.
Yeah, me.
How many towels are you putting down?
a lot. But then you get to a point, if it's day one, you get to a point where it's just, this is just
I do it on the, I always did it on
I can't do that.
You put a dark colored towel down. It's fine. You not going to be seeing it. I've done it before.
Do you throw this towel away, or is this not a period towel?
No, it's my damn towel. We're not messing up my good mattress.
Normally, you're in a hotel.
Well, I think what I'm saying is I don't want like this the is blood. My good time. I do. I go crazy
you don't want
when
it to
I
be
have
all
sex.
The
so
place.
It's gonna be blood everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
It's gonna, and it's gonna
blood.
Be.
But you know what? I will say
blood
this
in our mouths because I'm kissing you and I'm
depending on where
like,
you
on
you do have to take multiple showers.
Wait, niggas is eating y'all on the.
Yes, he took the tampon out with his teeth. He's nasty. He's a serial killer. I like nasty. That nigga's a serial killer. I don't care. He ain't got nothing to do with grown ass. I like a lot of old men though, so they've seen babies born. They're looking and spread out vaginas. But it's like if he's eating your pussy but he's just concentrating on the clit, ain't no blood coming out of my clit. And then if you keep the tampon, what about that little blood, little smell?
Yeah.
What about
the
check,
penny smell?
What about
I mean,
check, your nose and your tongue is right there? No.
They don't care.
We talking about that period smell. You know
what? We would have to ask them because he's down there with it.
Get that nigga on the phone, man.
No, we're not trying to embarrass him. I'm just saying, you should just try it. And just even, like I said, keep her tampon in the around. Yeah, just, you just gotta stay at the top. That's disgusting. Like, don't go inside. You don't have to take it out, but you definitely, I smell my food before I eat. But listen, even when you're blowing a pussy and it's on your period, right?
Sometimes when you're having sex, when you get wet enough, it's not really blood coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be later when the blood resumes because everything else overpowers. So you just need to work harder. Okay.
Nah.
And making sure that she is truly physically pleased and not just faking it.
I'll be like, how many days you got, baby? We ain't in the shower.
Okay, so what if she has a period for a week?
The shower, we gonna have to do it. The shower washes all the way. Then my people saying like she don't have a period. I don't even want none. Like I'm just gonna, no, sometimes that happens. I don't even want none. I'm not gonna be in the mood. Like sometimes I'll be honest, sometimes I do feel good. But if I feel good, nigga, I'm trying to get down. See, the only way I will feel good, okay. Just say for instance, this something new. You just met her. Y'all been talking. Y'all connecting. Everything connected. And then boom, y'all been going on dates. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally finna get some pussy,
she like,
come
on.
That day you be like, damn, what the fuck, girl? You go to ask her, like, what the fuck? Hey,
she's either lying because she just doesn't want
to
fight.
No, but
that
imagine,
has happened to me.
Imagine if it fall like that, though. So you in the, you in the position like, damn, all these other days I've been rubbing on and feeling on her. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, the day you got it.
She was
so
not
y'all
gonna
get in the shower that day?
Probably. But
I
most
think,
likely.
I think it's the connection that you have with that with the girl. Or if you feel comfortable enough with her to do that, then... You know, because it's kind of like
comfort
me.
Level that has to be there.
Yeah, because I'm.
Cause you just
I'm hoping every nigga.
Well, sometimes that comfort level comes on the first date.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying as a time frame.
It should gotta be fresh with her for me to be feeling like that. Like
fresh, like
just saying new.
Like you haven't had it before. Because if it's somebody you had before and y'all been fucking, you know, your chances of fucking her again when her period off is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Like I ain't had her before. I ain't never had sex with her before. So you know your adrenaline rush, you're gonna be dumb hard.
But you gotta do it in the shower.
You got to. That on the way. You don't want all this shit on you.
What if she wanna get her hair wet?
Shit, baby, we're gonna get that shit fit. You think about the hair, that's petty.
I am thinking about the hair because I gotta wake up and walk out.
Hey,
and
baby, we're gonna get that shit fit.
And then it's like if he got something to do the next day, that's like, you said we were getting my hair done.
Lie.
Where are you at?
Got the cheeks and now you're
gonna
look crazy.
And now he's like, well, what you getting? I'm not getting a wash and set. I'm getting micro links.
Hey, baby, we are.
When, you didn't put stipulations
once,
on
once
there.
Once you already took your clothes off, like me personally, I'm taking the money out. It's sitting on the counter. It right there.
For me to take?
Everything,
right.
Like, baby.
No, it's just for decoration.
Just say, but.
Oh, yeah, that means shot
yeah, go get you what you want. How much your hair is? It right there. Don't only get what you need.
Take what you need.
Until she tell you, well, my all
in all, everyone should try period sex.
Man, baby, your hair ain't 15. I agree. Hey, 1500, I'm going to be your support. I'm going to do half.
Huh? On the hair?
Everybody
said. No, she's talking about it's going to be 1500.
Yeah.
I ain't never known no how to do to be 1500.
Yo,
I never done.
Getting.
Who you doing that shit, Tay?
My hair ain't 1500.
Tay doing
I'm
this shit?
I'm going to keep it funky with
it.
You, bro. Like,
yeah, she got her hair done by Tay.
No, mom.
I know Tay. I'm saying, like, I'm saying, if she say 1500, she tripping. Like, who is doing her hair? If she say 1500, you trying me. Like, all right, baby,
that was your trial period over, not getting renewed.
Right then, if you feel like you want to get this
1500,
get the 1500. If you feel like you need a debt back, all right, baby, we ain't even going to, your number and all that.
Have you ever been a trick?
No.
Oh, I feel like if I was a man, I would be a trick. I'm not even going to
Why?
Lie.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it looks so cool.
Tricks.
Like, everybody's shit. I'll be like, what you need, baby girl? It would be my charity.
You're going to go broke.
Yeah, I would be broke. That's why I'm not a man.
I'm putting you up,
right?
I'm gonna keep it all the way from you. You're gonna go broke,
man. You're gonna ruin her life.
You gotta think about
I would be a horrible man. I'll be paying
you
for shit.
It's too many.
I'm getting
it's too many women, man. Beautiful women everywhere.
I'm cheating on my wife. I'm doing all this.
If you feel like you just
around.
Wanna pay every time, you're gonna be broke. And then you don't got enough money.
No, there be niggas that got enough money.
There do. Now, don't. Because here's the thing. Sometimes when I hear these debates, there are men that don't know. But there are niggas that have an unlimited supply.
Listen, he spending. Exactly. A lot of niggas be spending ghosts too, baby.
Well, I don't get into the details.
He ain't thinking about tomorrow or his future.
Exactly, because he don't have one.
He's looking for today.
And that's the ones I be looking for sometimes on the weekends, because I'm just like, you can't be my main nigga, but you can definitely be food nigga and hookah nigga, and we gonna recycle you hoes, because y'all all going in, so like, let's live it like it's
and
your
life. I feel like men like that, we're doing them a favor. They want this. They need this attention. I'm just keeping you alive.
Because they not gonna have it for long.
So you said That's your charity, being the nigga that
but
he got
that
going
broke
for.
That's not my charity.
Listen, but
I just say he's doing broke.
But
I don't
people
know
like,
details.
I ain't even going to say it, but
he
I'm just saying like,
stealing.
Things like that, when it's too good to be true.
It's not your money.
That's too good to be true,
that's
down
why,
the line,
that's
gonna
why
be
they
bad.
Can never be the main
It's going to be bad for you, like, something that's too good to be true, down the line, you accepted all these good.
No, you're taking it too deep. We're not talking about marrying these niggas.
Nah, I ain't talking about, but you don't know what I'll come with this.
How did we get here?
No, what he's saying is, if you're continuously using somebody.
We heard him. We
just
taking the
valet.
We take care of people when we with these niggas.
Okay.
Tip the waitress.
Oh, dude, we like,
okay,
a lot of
girls.
How much do you
need?
But
we're paying for other things.
We help the strippers out. They be
I'm
like,
saying
they
just
pay his
tax. Riders. We call that riders. Like, that's a part of the riding. Like, you got a venue. You got a. They pay you for coming, and then they pay you for your riders. That's a part of the riders.
We're riders.
No, that's no like when if
like
you
a
got
rider,
like, the ride the shit
event.
That. Okay, I need
like
another straws. I need 35 Gatorade.
They just say
I need a platter of chicken wings.
I drive this and I pay for my security.
Yeah, this is on y'all ride.
I ride this kind of car. I don't need a jet here. So that's your riders. Plus, I want whatever you want for coming. So if you want $25,000, mm-hmm. I plus my riders.
Everything on your list. You want to have a diva fan in your dressing room.
Yeah.
You want to fly first class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to have
13 Ciroc bottles
at
37 degrees.
Yeah. Who am I telling this to?
Whoever booked you.
Oh, I was confused. I was like, we writing up tabs now?
No, I'm saying,
when we did our live shows and the niggas was like, we need all these bottles of Hennessy.
Saying,
and I was like, hold on, sir. I bought your hotel. Your rider is, that's
I'm
one
saying,
line.
But I'm just saying, though, like you saying, it might, some folk might be looking like saying tricky. This is already the riders. This is our lifestyle. We already doing this anyway. So you just a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Versus like coming straight out of my pocket, just getting you something for some pussy or something. Like, we already from smoke hookah, De Leon, Oh, this is already going on. It's paid for.
Yep.
This is already on the riders.
You think I'm tricking, but I'm not. This is how I live.
This is how I live.
I was going to do this anyway.
That wouldn't be considered tricking for me that we came and you got unlimited hookah and drinks.
No, I'm just saying.
No, just saying, like, being around the lifestyle.
I take it to a personal level. I'm meaning because
y'all said the valet. I'm saying meaning because you said the valet. Meaning that when we traveled, when we went from one place to the next place, you didn't have to pay for valet or none of that. It was all that was on the router. When I pulled up, they said, how many folk with you duck today? I'm like, hey, man, it's them and them five, me and them five car right there.
Got you. Yeah.
Cocktails, how y'all doing?
That's cool. We're doing good.
Y'all good? Having fun?
Y'all have some very interesting perspectives.
This big homie house, man.
Hey, man, you fucking with the homies now. Y'all been in the
show. But it's interesting to hear other people's point of views.
How can people find you guys' content?
We're everywhere. We're on YouTube. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google SoundCloud, Play. Google Play.
You might be a world star for this shit.
We weren't. Y'all be having some wild, crazy people on here.
I don't know how
y'all
crazy
one of them.
Maybe the period sex conversation maybe might be something. Y'all can follow us on Instagram. We have all our links on there, Cocktails Podcast. And then individually, we're Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Bean.
Mm-hmm. So we post everything on there.
She's a reality star, too.
I was on Temptation Island Season 2. If you want to watch it, go watch it. Don't judge me. Please.
I just started watching that.
Yeah. I'm on Season 2. Season 3 was kind of...
No, I literally just started watching
it. I don't think nobody should judge because everybody got skeletons in their closet.
Don't we, though?
Everybody.
Don't be going looking for that. Just look for the episodes.
I just said I don't think nobody should judge because everyone has skeletons in their closet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think we told too much of our business on this show.
Cocktails, we share. We're so used to like sharing our business and our sex stories and our date stories and our cock fails that like a lot of skeletons ain't in there, but there's still a couple. They're about four.
And it's like the premise of our show is we get drunk and we talk about sex and dating stories. Mm-hmm. So we used to invite people on, but lately it's just been us. So we just tell our stories, but we've been doing it for so many years. It's like now we got to have more sex because we're running out of content.
So that we have content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Y'all wild. I fuck with y'all though.
Mm-hmm. Type Town, what's up?
What's going on, brothers?
What's the other name? I can never pronounce that shit.
I am in Cozy X.
In Cozy X, I'm not. Yeah.
I can't get that one out. Yeah, I got that for my middle name. It stands for King, so that's why I was talking about.
Period. So you do music?
Yeah, so I do music, and professionally I teach financial literacy. Music is my passion. I'm using that to be the platform literacy. So I can start bringing more awareness to things.
Are you into Forex? Are you a Forex trader?
Yeah. That's funny. I just invested into that recently.
You like joined the team and shit? Or you
No, I thought you were one of them joining my team.
Nah,
I don't do one. No.
I went on a date.
I don't do
like
network marketing like that no more. I do stuff that involves. I'm really doing stuff now that really doesn't involve having to do with people no more. Like I just bought my first Shopify store. I just started investing in Forex. Right now, I'm about to get started with Turo. So I'm focused on just continuing to show people how to leverage
your
credit.
You got money.
I like
I'm just continuing to teach people how to leverage their credit, do what they got to do.
Medina, what'd you say?
I like old men.
Oh, I thought you said you like
old
niggas.
Like
older
that's how
no,
I'm
old niggas.
Old mm-hmm. niggas. Old that's niggas do rhyme with gold niggas.
Hey, older that, niggas.
I know.
Old niggas don't have their shit together either, though. It's about that mentality no matter what.
You didn't say what the details were.
What you
said about
old niggas?
Huh?
50 and up.
She mean old.
So like, he talking about old.
Like 65. If you don't have an AARP card, don't holler at Medina.
She's being funny. Realistically, I would say 42 and up. Medina. Every now and again, a couple people squeeze their way
they
in.
They be 55 plus.
But here's the thing. Old men just already, like, young niggas be wanting to debate too much stuff. I'm not debating things.
Because y'all be wrong, and y'all expect niggas
no,
just...
No, niggas
don't
be wrong.
Y'all be wrong.
And that
y'all want to not do all
blood.
These things, but put us through all this shit. Get out of here. I'm not... Y'all, y'all don't know how to be honest. Old men come with what it
she
is.
She like a nigga that's, gonna,
sure.
that's not
gonna... I'm just gonna tell you what's going on.
Take her shit.
Because I just have to.
They like that's tradition, it. And so do I. That's
you like old, you like old nigga because he's just gonna shut up and let you talk down on.
Not
him.
True, and I don't talk down on people. I'm very respectful.
She has a totally different voice when she talks to men that she's dating. I've heard it, and I'd be like, "Who is this? You all right?"
As he
but I'm like,
be.
"Oh, that's that voice. Okay, got it. That okay, got it." Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever got like super drunk together?
Yeah, that used to be most of our lives.
Not like past.
Yeah,
that,
like there have been so many stories where it's like we have to tell each other because she might not remember, or usually I don't remember. So the have other y'all ever
kissed? Like,
mm-mm.
No.
Oh, no, we did.
When?
At that whack ass game night that you took us to with that man who did not feed us. Medina had a game night and nigga didn't feed us. So I told y'all in the beginning of the episode, it's been a long time. I don't know if y'all remember. Feed me.
Kiki got to eat. Kiki got to have her food. But I forgot about that. I was a little drunk.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, because it's more
y'all
like
was
family.
Kissing?
Not kissing, kissing. It was just like, because I'm like,
that's
this is like kissing a friend, like a
we've
family
known each other
friend.
Since freshman year of high school,
and we're 56, so that's a long
it
time
is.
Ago.
And we're too old to be doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just feel like I don't like to kiss bitches if I'm not eating pussy later. Like it's just not.
Would
I
you?
Feel you on that.
What I would?
Would y'all
do everything with intention?
Not with each other. I think it's better that way. No, no.
We're business partners. Come on. You don't work and play.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad
a
idea.
Lot of do you?
Some people do, but that's a horrible idea.
It is a very awful idea.
Mm-hmm. We didn't cross the line there. But, you know, other people who do business, they can.
Y'all don't think two real-ass people who...
Nope. I think there's always going to be someone
that's
going to
that's
going to
be
the time the one.
That's going to be the beginning of the end of whatever good y'all got.
Mm. Right. No, that's a horrible idea.
Somebody's
going to
catch feelings.
Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you know what's up with me, man. You know, I got a lot going on, man.
You do. We need some more duct tape attire, man. JoJo need a shirt.
I got JoJo.
JoJo, what size you wear?
Small.
I got you, JoJo. I got the merch going on, duct tape with the music business. And, you know, I got the clothing line.
Little one dropping soon.
Yeah, little one dropping soon. You know, we got the Big Face, Big Facts.
Yeah, live show coming soon.
Live show, we got the shit show.
Yeah, Sushki.
You know, it's so much. I'm
hey, man, we need...
Shouts out to DeLeon. We sponsored by DeLeon.
Yes, sir.
Backwood, shouts out to Backwood. We sponsored by all these people, so, you know.
We need Superfly too, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody still Snow Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Bank. Shouts out to Bank.
Shout out to Big Homie Bank, man. Sure. Shit, man. I appreciate y'all kicking it with the homies, man. Episode 63. Y'all be sure to go check out the Cocktails Podcast.
Yes, please.
Y'all be sure to go check out my... One more time. How you pronounce it?
I am Nkozy X.
Nkozy. Nkozy X. How can they find your music?
Type Time LLC is my Instagram. Find my music on Spotify, all streaming platforms. Just type in I am Nkozy X. IIAMNKOSIX.
Yes, sir.
Duct Tape Dave. Know what it is, Mark.
Hey, man. Episode 63, Big Homie Tots, and we out.